Ribbing. The basic knitting of your brother-made knitting machine produces the very popular stockinette stitch. However, your knitting machine is versatile, and the real fun is ahead of you when you start to create an endless variety of popular and even new fancy patterns. Before I instruct you on fancy patterns or knitting with more than one color, I think it's important for you to learn how to do the popular ribbing stitch. This stitch is most often used for borders, but it can be used in many places according to the effect that you're seeking. The rib stitch is usually the same on the right and left side, and it is usually a combination of purl and knit stitches, which shows on both sides. The pattern of the rib may variate to a wider or narrower ridge, and as an example, you might do a 2x2 rib, a 1x1 rib, or you name it. When I say 2x2, I mean you see two knit, two purl ribs straight across. I'm going to instruct you on a 1x1 rib, which of course you can variate if you want to. Starting with the exact center, or number one needle, push this needle forward as far as it will go into position E. And then pull back as far as it will go to release the stitch from the needle, which is now dropped off. This drop stitch is to be raveled or dropped to the second row above, to the edge of your knitter. Insert the hook of your latch tool from front to back into the last loop formed in your knitting on the ripped row. By reaching your tool forward, you will bring the stitch behind the open latch. The next row, which is the next parallel thread of the ripped row, should then be brought in front of the latch. Pull forward and knit up one row. This will form a purl stitch. Repeat this row by row, coming up all the way to the top, and bring the loop onto the empty needle. I recommend that you pull the knitted piece tautly with your left hand to separate the parallel threads to make it easy for you to perform this. When you've done this several times, you will find that it takes just a few seconds to reverse your stitch into a purl and form a ribbed design. Now, if you're doing a 1x1 arrangement, then repeat this on both sides of center on every alternate stitch.